Radio, and it's been a blast. The time is exactly 8 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America, and that again is KGNU.org to pledge securely online. Thanks a lot, everybody. Take care.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Open Studio Boulder, hosting their fall studio tour the first 3 weekends of October. A self-guided tour of 153 juried artists' working studios, noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday. Catalog, map, and more at openstudio.org.
There are so many reasons listeners turn to the inspiring music of KGNU. Whatever your reasons are, your participation in today's fund drive is vitally important for the continued strength of KGNU and the presence of all this great music on the airwaves across the Front Range. What's your reason? Can KGNU count on your generous donation today? Stand with us. Contribute now. Go to kgnu.org and thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Ragtime America. That beautiful rag you just heard there is Scott Joplin's Magnetic Rag. That's been our theme song for the last 41 years.
And 41 years, holy cow.
Yes. I'm Jack Rummel and I'm here with Sanford Barron. And tonight during KGNU's Fall Fun Drive, we are celebrating our theme, which is Inspired Community, Inspired Action. So,
yeah, which means we've actually gotten into action here. I know Jack has carefully curated another great show tonight, but you can get into action too by going to your computer, kgnu.org, go on the web and become a new member or contribute whatever you can. And help us meet our show goal tonight of $240, which we can easily do.
And if we do, we have a challenge grant of $1,600, which would really would be incredible.
That would be incredible. And so really all we need is just like two or three new members, and we are there.
Yep.
So it's done. I'm just assuming that it is going to happen. And in fact, I know it will happen. Jack, what do we have tonight?
Well, tonight our program is called Ragtime is for the Birds. And we're going to play a lot of bird call rags and bird-themed rags. And they're very gentle, introspective rags that appeal to a lot of people and are personal favorites of a lot that I know.
So you don't have to be a bird watcher to enjoy these?
No, you don't. You just have to be a bird listener.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Okay. And so we'll get right into some music here, but I hope in the meanwhile you will just saunter over to your computer and click on kgnu.org, give us a click, and give us a pledge, and We'll be back shortly with some more music. We'll start from 1911, The Ragtime Oriole by James Scott. That'll be brought to us by the Dizzy Fingers Ragtime Band from Australia. And then right after that, we're going to hear Ragtime Nightingale by Joe Lamb from 1915, and Max Morath and his quartet will have that one for us. So here we go with music, and we'll be back.
We have one thank you from thank you.
All right, all right. Ragtime Nightingale and Ragtime Oriole, two bird brags. The last one, Ragtime Nightingale, Joe Lamb actually tried to make it a bird call rag by trying to imitate a particular bird call. I don't know enough about bird calls to know whether he was successful or not, but it's a beautiful piece.
So, indeed. And it's great to be here. I wanted to, we've got a thank you here. During the last hour, during Highway 322, we got a call from Douglas from Ridgeway, Colorado, and he says he loves Will, that's Will Two-Step, and the crew at KGNU. So thank you very much, Douglas.
I should say so. Well, reasons to give, my goodness. Certainly the top of my list is diverse music programming. During any one week on this station, you can hear bluegrass, true country, Irish, folk music, opera, classical music. It's a mixture of all things that you won't hear anywhere else, and it's all brought to you by volunteers who are passionate about what they know and play. And of course, I certainly don't want to overlook ragtime, America's first truly original music. And we've been programming ragtime and related music here for 41 years, and you have shown your appreciation with your support.
Yes, and you can continue that support. And if you haven't contributed in a while, there isn't a better time than to do it right now. Just go to your laptop or computer, kgnu.org, and within a minute, you will be able to contribute to our efforts here. And Jack has just done an incredible job over 40 years. And I don't know how many shows that amounts to, but each one has its unique theme. And this one's very clever. Again, all of these rags related to birds and bird calls.
Well, it takes resources to be able to bring you these shows. We need to provide the training to become effective MCs, current libraries of recordings for their use, and the technical backup to keep our equipment in tip-top shape. This goes for any and all volunteers who have shows on the air. That's why we're asking you to make your contribution to support the musical diversity that you depend on. And it is time to take action.
Right. Help KGNU to bring you music that inspires, heals, and energizes. Energizes you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I don't even think the birds, the birds, they don't take time off. We don't either. You know, we are on the air 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yep, that's a good point. And we also have this challenge. Thanks to Annette and Mark, they are doubling every donation this evening up to a total of $1,600. So every person who goes to kgnu.org and pledges support.
Yeah, and actually I have another thank you. We've just gotten another contribution here from Charlie and Barb Boulder.
Yes.
So it sounds like these are friends of yours.
They are close friends of mine, yes, indeed.
So
thank you, Charlie and Barb. We do appreciate your support. Helps to keep KGNU going and certainly helps to keep Ragtime on the air.
Indeed.
Well, I know that those folks will probably like all the pieces I've selected tonight. So let's move on right now. A little more music. We're going to turn to Joseph Lamb once again. This one he composed a little later in life and was actually copyrighted in 1964. It's called the Ragtime Bobolink, and Glenn Jenks will bring us that. And then right after that, from 1924, the Ragtime Robin, written by George Hamilton Green, of America's foremost xylophonist from the 20th century, a real wizard of the xylophone, and it'll be brought to us by the xylophone group Nexus. So here we go, and go to kgnu.org and pledge your support.
There are so many reasons listeners turn to the inspiring music of KGNU. Whatever your reasons are, your participation in today's fund drive is vitally important for the continued strength of KGNU and the presence of all this great music on the airwaves across the Front Range. What's your reason? Can KGNU count on your generous donation today? Stand with us. Contribute now. Go to kgnu.org and thank you.
Well, we heard two more bird call rags, or bird rags, the ragtone time bobolink and the ragtime robin. And, you know, there are a lot of people who have chosen to become solar members, which means sustainer of local radio, that instead of having to pony up to some funds twice a year, they've just selected a small amount to go out of their checkbook into our checkbook every month. And so I want to thank all those solar members out there who have contributed so much to help keep us going.
Indeed. And, you know, I'm a solar member, and I don't even notice it. I mean, I do, like when I look at my bank statement every month, I notice, oh, yeah, there's that little chunk, but it's just so automatic, and it's totally painless. So it's really it's a win-win both for the station, because it provides a revenue stream for us, and on the part of the contributor, I mean, you don't even notice it.
Also, I need to point out that music isn't the only thing that occurs down here. Mm. You hear diverse voices and perspectives. You hear the voices of real people on real issues in your community. As an example, KGNU brought you coverage from the Women's March reproductive rally in Denver, where you heard from people who have been fighting for reproductive freedom for decades. Mm-hmm. And this kind of rich reporting gives you a window into the hearts and minds, something that is unique to KGNU in so many ways. Our news team is committed to bringing you more voices from your friends and neighbors, but it takes resources to be able to bring you these stories. We need to provide our reporters with training and equipment, and equipment needed to capture the moment whenever or wherever it's happening. So we need you to make a contribution to support the news programming.
And that's right, kgnu.org. It's easy. We take pride, and you can take pride, too, in the excellence of KGNU's programming that has remained free of corporate influence for more than 40 years. So, I mean, for that reason, we play creatively what the DJs and what the news department comes up with. And it is just incredibly fantastic stuff.
So, support your local community radio station right here, community-powered KGNU. Go to kgnu.org on your website and pledge securely there.
Exactly, and whatever you contribute tonight will be matched. And there's a challenge grant of $1,600, and so whatever you contribute will be doubled. What could be a better deal than that?
Yeah, that's a darn good deal. Thanks to Annette and Mark for seeing that happened. Okay, a couple more bird call rags, bird-titled rags. From 1968, here is the ragtime Turtle Dove by William Albright, played by Nicola Melville. And from 1988, here is the ragtime Warbler by Eric Marchese, as played by Tom Breyer.
Thank you. Hello, friends. I'm Larry Matthews, longtime listener and member of KGNU. As a matter of fact, my babies were born about the same time as KGNU. Now, from Red Dog and Honky Tonk Heroes to sharing Alan Watts with my wife, and also with my daughter learning from progressive leaders like Jim Hightower, KGNU is high value, woven into the fabric of my life. Let it be golden threads in the fabric of your family and friends. KGNU can weave into your life design the rewards of its free-form varieties of music, philosophy, and independent, locally produced news. Please contribute a little of your gold or silver and help weave this fabric of our community. Please make your gift at kgnu.org because, after all, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
All right. Well, a message from a longtime listener there. We heard the Ragtime Turtle Dove and the Ragtime Warbler. We'll be moving on here in just a minute, but I do want to call your attention to another really good reason to support KGNU, and that's the music archives and the 24/7 streaming on afterfm.com.
Indeed.
One of the great things about KGNU is our archives. If you have a show or a DJ that you love, you can go to afterfm.com and listen to anything you might have missed or simply want to listen to again. Did you miss Ragtime America last week? Well, no problem. It's there in our archives, just waiting for you to enjoy it. But it does take resources to host these streaming services so that all our original programming can be available at your fingertips.
And we are having people here actively contribute during the hour. We're really appreciative of what they're hearing. I'd like to thank Fred from La Crescenta, California, and he has a few words. He says, I'm a longtime fan of Ragtime, Bluegrass, and Jack Rummel. Indeed.
My goodness. Thank you, Fred. Fred is a very accomplished musician in his own right, having written a number of fine rags that have been recorded by others. And he's a scholar, a real ragtime scholar, too, as well. So a multifaceted individual and a great person. So thanks, Fred.
Yeah, and it's really amazing that we have listeners from all across the country, in fact, all across the globe, who listen to KGNU. And maybe they have the app, or maybe they just stream it off of the website. But, our main focus, of course, is the Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins community, but it certainly goes beyond that.
Well, it's a worldwide community now with the advent of Internet.
Absolutely. So we still have a show goal of $240. We're probably about halfway or two-thirds of the way there. So there's 20 minutes left for you to go to your computer and go to kgnu.org and make a contribution, become a new solar member. That would be fantastic.
That would indeed. So give us a click at kgnu.org, and in exchange, I'm going to give you a couple more great bird rags, bird call rags maybe, and certainly rags with birds in the title. Here's a piece written by Glenn Jenks in 1986 called The Ragtime Hermit Thrush, and I enjoyed it so much that I actually recorded it myself, but we're going to listen to Dave Wright's his version tonight. And then we're going to turn to the Grandmaster, Scott Joplin, and from 1914, a Silver Swan rag, and Richard Dowling will be presenting us with that one. KGNU.org. All right, some more great ragtime with birds in the title there. The Hermit Thrush and the Silver Swan. So we have somebody to thank, I do believe, do we not?
Let me turn your microphone on. Yeah. Let's see here. I want to thank Carl from Jamestown, Colorado. And he says, KGNU is the heart of our community. Jack Rummel's Ragtime America is pure audio joy.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will second that.
Wowee. Carl, thank you very much for those kind words.
You know, all of these birds that you've picked, oriole, nightingale, bobolink, robin, have there ever been rags like the buzzard rag or the Dalmatian pelican rag?
No.
Okay. You're, just checking. You know,
so
these are,
you should write one.
Okay.
Well, you know, at KGNU, every week is a trip around the world via sound, rhythm, and culture. And I'm going to pick Saturday as a good example. Early on, you hear Honky Tonk Heroes and then Old Grass, New Grass, both hosted by our stable of knowledgeable DJs. Then Joel Davis starts the afternoon with his magic carpet ride around the world. We follow that with a visit to the island of Jamaica with Reggae Bloodlines. Later in the afternoon, we travel to Africa before rolling out our amazing lineup of Saturday night music shows. So listening to KGNU on Saturdays really does broaden your musical horizons. And did you know that 70% of our funding comes from our listener members? It's you that provides us with the funding we need to crank out all this wonderful music.
Indeed, you have a stake in its in our continued growth, in our community's continued growth. So this is your opportunity to directly participate and play your part. So we still have a show goal here of $240, and every dollar that is contributed gets matched.
That's right.
You know, there's still time left. There's like 7 or 8 minutes. And oftentimes during these fund drives, people wait until the last minute when we're doing a show. And that's okay. You know, be inspired. Click on kgnu.org. There's 7 minutes left. Help us make our goal of $240.
Yes, indeed. And when you make a contribution, you will be entered into a drawing to win a pair of tickets to the Winter Wondergrass Music Festival in Steamboat Springs next February. So without even trying, you might win that too.
Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Okay. Here we go with one more and a second one, if I can squeeze it in. Here is The Meadowlark from 1916 by Thomas Pitts, played by Dave Tucker, and if I can squeeze it in, Flamingo by Marion Arlington, played by Nora Hulse. This is Jack Rummel and Sanford Baron.
Yeah, you got it.
Both of us saying thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Indeed.
And thank you also for pledging your support to your public radio station, KGNU. Thank you. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Ignite Adaptive Sports at Eldora. Ignite provides snow sport opportunities for people living with disabilities, programs for children, adults, and armed service veterans. Ignite is recruiting volunteers for the upcoming ski season. More information about volunteering with Ignite at igniteadaptivesports.org.
Attention, please. Something new in music by someone not so new to you.